I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Here's why President Trump will likely wait until the new year to sign the tax bill into law. This would delay automatic spending cuts to the federal budget until 2019, which otherwise would trigger right away. Signing now would mean $120 billion in cuts to big programs such as Medicare would land in 2018, a midterm election year. If President Trump waits to sign in January, the tax changes would still go into effect in January. Now back to what the tax bill does. Today's angle, the retail industry, businesses that had been paying comparatively higher taxes. Marketplace's Renata Sago reports.
Right now, roughly a third of traditional retailers' taxable income goes to the federal government. That's a big chunk of profit for the Nordstroms and Macy's of the country that are juggling shaky brick-and-mortar sales while trying to compete online. A permanent slash to a 21% tax rate? Well, that would open up capital for retailers to innovate in stores and online.
And to remain competitive, that includes investing in new systems and processes, and most importantly, investing in their people.
Steve Barr is a consumer markets leader with PricewaterhouseCoopers. He adds tax savings could mean higher wages and better benefits for retail workers. The CEO of the National Retail Federation, Matthew Shea, believes the tax plan will put more money in most people's pockets to spend.
That money will be put back to work in terms of consumption at retail companies.
Just how retailers spend their tax breaks or any increased profits is, of course, entirely up to them. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.